Channel One Right and a continuation visit with Ms. Guthrie and Marvin this Sunday after supper, the 17th of September 72. Channel One Right and a continuation visit with Marvin and Ms. Guthrie this Sunday after supper, the 17th of September 72. Channel One Right and the end of visit with Marvin and Ms. Guthrie this Sunday after supper, the 17th of September 72. Channel One Right. And a continuation visit with Marvin and Ms. Guthrie this Sunday after supper, the 17th of September 72.
Well, where would you get a bus at?
In Tennessee. It's where they grow.
I grew up in Buckeye.
You did.
Tennessee. Yes.
Buckeye, something that it looks like a lot like a chestnut.
I know it. Mm-hmm.
But I have never seen one in Florida.
But the people that's got arthritis, why, the people that are in Tennessee could make a fortune.
I had to go up there around my brothers in the woods.
Oh, up around you in Florida?
Regular Buckeye?
Yes.
Huh.
I didn't know they grew in
Florida. Yes, they do.
But I did know they was in Tennessee. Lots of them.
Well,
you know that arthritis, that is a tendency. I can't remember that people used to have that sort of aches and pains as much as they do now, did they?
I don't believe they did.
Why, other person got it, one place or another.
Mine is in my spine.
Been bothered. Not long.
No, you know, when I was so poor, I hear that winter by some stage,
Yeah. Seems
when it started.
Yeah, well, that's just recent.
And I saw my back. Dr. Dater took my x-rays and I seen it.
Oh.
About three, four years.
Yeah.
And they call it calcium deposits on my ribs.
Yeah.
And up there, they said that my backbone up there had decayed and had slipped.
Well, what happened? The X-ray.
I'm afraid that someday I'll be paralyzed.
The doctor showed me the X-ray and what's happened on the bone, the backbone stuff is. You know, the calcium will leak out of the bone, and it builds up around this joint on this side. Well, it offsets it like that there and causes pain.
And you can't get it off.
Well, you can operate, yes, you can operate, but it'll come right back because it's not successful.
But you can take pills.
You can take pills for it.
You know what happened, Mr. Weaver? Buck Weaver?
What happened to him?
Didn't have a circulation. The doctor put circulation up in here, put tubes right down just under his skin, and put him into the arteries down here, and he's...
He was at the house last Sunday.
That was Mike.
You mean Mr. Buckle?
Buck Weaver. He's the one that pretty poorly. Of course, Mike has got symptoms too, but not like Bob.
Oh, Mike Weaver came to see
you? Yes, ma'am. He got a whole carload of dogs. He'd been out fox hunting. I've seen him pass this afternoon. He tooted and tooted and tooted.
Oh, did he? Well, he's due over here.
He
is.
I think what happens, he goes, he carries a bunch of dogs out and turns them loose and forgets how many he turns loose and he keeps hunting.
Yeah.
Oh.
Oh, I see. That's what his wife's for here, is he comes over here with his things. Heaven and then.
With his wife?
Oh.
Ah.
got a big bright light.
Mm-hmm. Well, he's liable to pop up.
Yeah. Well, I tell you, it has been so outlandish, hot. I didn't care who come.
Gertie said it taken him 4 hours last night to cut that woman out of the car. Him and the deputy sheriff drove up to our house about dark, and the deputy sheriff's sun belt had broke. And they left the deputy's car in our yard to come to Micanopy to get a fan belt, and they went back and fixed it. And Curtis had to go to Hawthorne and work that in, and the deputy had to come over here. And just, I reckon, about 30 minutes, not that long, I just got through in the kitchen, went in the house, here come that deputy sheriff, full speed, just a-blowing the siren. And it like to scared me to death. I just knew something had happened to Chris. And I tried to get Marvin to let's get in the car and go to Hawthorne, but it was a wreck.
And Freddie
called him. And a drunk nigger killed another poor nigger woman.
There's two children in the car, but they didn't get killed, they're hospitalized. The nigger woman got killed.
Another woman killed her dead. Freddie said it's taken them 4 hours and a half to cut the cars apart.
The nigger was driving to pick up the truck, the nigger man, he was drunk.
Yeah.
He pulled over on the left of the road, meeting this nigger woman with her young ones and running through the head of them.
Do you know John Turner at Citra? He sells vegetables. Well, anyhow, some of his family was in that accident. That was Friday, a week ago, I guess. Now, that's in Citra. It might not get in our papers, might it? But anyhow, they ran across 301 in front of this semi. Just balling the jack.
Yeah, I heard about that.
Yeah. And some of their family in that, and he said it took them half a day. They had to just pull the car apart.
Well, that's what the way they did last night on this one. I think he said it was from 8 to 8:30 to about 2 o'clock, something like that. Trying to get that woman out of that car, she was.
Yeah. We cut her head near about off and she crushed her up. She,
well, what happened, it just started at the hood and just pushed it every bit right then back to the back seat.
Don't tell me about that. Hard for me to get out. I wish there was a back way to go places.
Well, I'll tell you, the highways are not the only place. A friend of mine was killed last night. Right, just 2 doors from her house. You don't have to be. I mean, she was in her car. You don't have to be on the highway. I never saw anything like it. It's just, I don't know.
Well, you know,
Carlin.
Is that right?
Mm-hmm.
Just run her down. Just run over.
Probably one of the most powerful teachers in the school.
Was this in Gainesville?
So she was riding her own block. Green.
Well, this colored woman's name was Green. It got killed. And there was another person got killed. Somewhere.
Well, I tell you, you just have to rock me with cow.
Looks like it, doesn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah. They step on me.
Oh!
They won't eat you. A hog will step on you and then turn around and eat you.
Eat you too, yes.
Oh?
But a cow won't do that. They'll step on you, but they won't eat
you. You know Marvin Townsend, he don't worry about a thing in the world.
No.
He don't worry about nothing. It's come day, go day. Let every day take care of itself.
Yeah.
I was so scared last night, because tried to get him to let us get in the car and go to Hawthorne to see about Curtis. And I dreamed all the time I was sleeping last night about somebody. He went to arrest somebody, you know, and they kidnapped him,
yeah.
And they had him off, and we couldn't find him. And I told him he was going to get his head knocked off, and he will.
Well?
He went into a nigger juke last night and closed that thing up.
He's just not afraid, is he?
He ain't scared.
Might be interesting to be out an evening with Curtis.
See, I don't know. I'd rather sit at the dinner table over there and listen to what you're saying.
Well, now let me tell you something. He can tell you some things that you wouldn't think about.
Yeah. He must think the rest of us are pretty protected, innocent people, don't they? We don't see anything.
Well, we don't. He's all the time on the go, day and night. And some of the tales that he tells about the gal running away from home, you know?
Oh, really?
Yes, sir. They catch one on the road, they pick him up, put him in jail.
He's out of state.
They do what?
Pick him up and put him in jail?
You mean pick
a hitchhiker?
Yes, sir.
Or pick a hitchhiker?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, like if they're hitchhiking out of another state.
Oh, they do.
I didn't know that.
They'll probably won't lock them up or anything. They'll take them in custody and notify their parents.
Oh, if they're young.
Yeah. Under 18, I think. Right, and then young.
So, speaking of going on,
they hear us, you see.
Uh-huh.
They come up to tell us about all those things. You know, I've thought six times of something I want to bring up, and every time I think about it, you all get to talking, and I can't remember it.
Well, if you remember, tell us the hook.
I hold up my hand.
Yeah.
It's something other than Curtis was doing. Like, what was Curtis doing?
He built your pen.
The cow pen?
Your cow pen.
He remodeled it, put up a couple of new gates. Martin said to go down and turn them around and put them up right.
Oh, is there?
Yeah. You got to change engines with them.
Oh, yeah, do change engines.
Yeah.
That's
all matter. He learned fast. You wouldn't have to tell him twice, would you?
No, well, they're all right the way he's got them hung, except they won't swing back to the fence, and I like a gate to swing back to the fence.
Oh, I see.
They got the upright pieces this way, and then the galvanized this way. And if he'd have just changed ends the way it's opening, if he could have opened it around this way on the inside, it would have swung back to the fence.
Just
change ends where the gate, just swap ends and put the hinges on the other end and it'll swing up.
Well, if I knew just where they were located, I'm a little short of gates myself.
Mm-hmm.
Well, you'd have to do some
things.
Tall cutting because we've got them locked.
I put some case hard chains on them and locked them to the post.
Oh, really? Well,
I do all my gates that way. Them galvanized people, you know, we've had people steal the post out of the fence.
Yeah.
You mean
they'll take the whole gate?
Sure, they'll take the whole gate.
And the post.
And the post if they get it up.
Yeah.
We've had, when we first put that fence from home to River Sticks, and then we had lighted posts, good, you know, fat lighted.
Uh-huh.
And people would come down and steal the post, knock the staples out, and pull the post out and carry them off. Evidently for wood.
Well, I hadn't heard of that.
Yeah, they've done that.
Yeah. Yeah.
Well, where in the world did they find the cat?
Libel.
$70,000 worth of
them? Something like, yes, ma'am.
It told a man's name, but I can't think of him.
Yeah.
Curtis said they got him up there in jail.
I'm telling you. Well, this little boy down here on the highway at 441, you know, had that trailer there. Right at the end of this dirt road, Ross and Tuscaloosa, he's still in jail.
He is. Mm-hmm. I heard he was out.
I hadn't seen him.
Somebody said he got a pardon.
What did he do?
He stole them calves, you know, that, what's his name? Hannah.
Well, somebody told me that he was a Miss Bass, I believe. You know him and Billy's big buddy.
Yeah. I heard that he'd got a pardon. Who was that? That's been some time ago.
Billy Grown?
Billy Dyson. Yeah. Miss Bass's son-in-law.
Oh, son-in-law.
Oh, I see. Yeah.
It was,
I think, tell you the truth, I think he was in with him.
Well, I'm pretty sure of that.
Because he had a whole cow pen full of calves. I mean, a big cow pen full. And he naturally got rid of some calves as soon as that got out. And he lost his job driving an ice cream truck, too. You know, he was working for DeConnell, but he's not no more. He's driving a gas truck.
Whatever happened to old lady Liston? Is she still living down there?
Oh, yeah. Fixing to build her daughter a big, fine home down there.
She was going to the mountains. I don't know if she's back yet or not. I guess she is.
Fixing to build her daughter a big, fine home.
Mm-hmm. Her daughter married again.
Again. Well, oh, yeah.
This is about her fifth husband.
Fifth?
It's either the fourth or the fifth.
Well, the last track I had, she had left that nice little place out there where she lived and gone to Orlando.
Mm-hmm. Well, she married a man at Orlando, and now that she's fixing to build at Cross Creek, Marjorie is.
Yes. Do you know Marjorie?
Yeah.
I saw her one time, and I thought she was just something. I just took a great liking to her.
Yeah.
She good natured and laughed and outgoing, you see.
Mm-hmm.
She didn't seem to be mean like Jake.
So they're gonna build her a big house at
Cross Creek. That's what I heard. Well, Mrs. Wilson sure doesn't need her.
You mean she's
poorly.
Poorly?
She needs Marjorie.
And Marjorie had a grown daughter, a son or so.
Oh, yeah. She's got a married daughter down there at Orlando.
Oh. Well, I'd rather come back to the creek and stay down at Orlando now, the way things are filling up down there.
Mm-hmm.
I wished I had. Looks to me like that, if anybody knew about that place of yours over there, the Dunham place, you see, it looks to me like...
Everybody wants it, but it's too much. They don't want that much. They want me to split it up, and I am not going to do it.
I could have split it up in 20 acre lots and got $1,500, $2,000 an acre for it.
I'm not going to split it up.
The time you figure...
You got to build a highway across
it. And everything else, well...
And that's another thing I told the men. I said, now if you want it surveyed, you're going to survey it and you're going to pay for it, because I ain't going to survey it. Because I know where all four corners is, and you've been showed, and it says 155.5 acres, and that's used to survey it, so they agreed to it. They're to survey it.
Well, if you were to split it up in lots, you'd have to do a lot of things to it.
That's right. That's right.
That puts you in the real estate business.
Mm-hmm.
But you know that pangola sure did come back this year?
Yeah.
It sure did.
Had a mile of winter last winter.
So
you're
going to have plenty of heat?
No.
We won't have enough, but we're going to make more than that package starting.
Well,
we'd probably get by on the hay if the winter ain't too bad by buying some protein.
Yeah. That protein is what gets you.
Yeah.
I'm going to bring them 2 horses.
What, Mary?
Put them over here in your pasture.
Okay.
All right.
We got 2 or 3. We'll talk with you. Down there with them big
zap horses.
Ain't they something?
You know, that'd be something, you know.
Wake up some morning and see.
One time we had a neighbor that lived at their new Jackson house close to, and they had a milk goat. Big old goat. And honest to goodness, that goat knowed that evening that them people was fixing to move.
And leave it.
And they left that goat there, and that goat come down to the house. And I thought, like, oh, it's going to be crazy. And I told Marvin, I said, they're picking me in the quarantine and putting me in Mr. Gus's pasture.
They had goats over there, so we were just going to get rid of them by putting them over there.
So we went and got the old goat, you know, big old goat, and put him in the truck and carried him over there and put him in Mr. Gus's pasture. Never heard a word. And one day, Mr. Glisson was talking to us, and he said, you know, somebody put a big old billy goat in my pasture. And I couldn't hold my face straight, save my life. And I said, where in the world do you reckon would have done such a thing as that? He says, you done that. I said, I sure did.
All you had to do is back up to the fence and he'd jump over the fence. Go. We didn't put him in there, we just lost him.
I don't know whether what he ever done with the old goat.
What the old goat done with him? Well, that was before 1950.
Mm-hmm. It was during the war, wasn't it?
Right there.
Well, yeah, right. Edward, yeah, Edward just come home, Edward Nash, and moved. And they left the old goat there.
I tell you, if we find something strange in our pastures, we'll put it there.
Well, we don't got any goats. They cost money anymore, you know it. And then you could buy them for about $1.50 a head.
Yes, yes.
Oh, you really
could? Oh, yes.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, you could. And then you see you got a barbecue for July at a time. And always have goats.
Do you eat goats?
Do I? I did up the country. I don't down here. I don't have any.
Well, I got so high, so you can buy steak.
I have never eaten any that I know of.
Didn't Mr. Thrasher used to have goats over there?
I think so.
I think he tried a little bit of everything.
Oh, I see.
Barbecue?
Yeah.
Well, that used to be the main thing, the barbecue around when we grew up.
Oh, yeah. And they had that hot salad sauce to go on it.
It
just
set
you fire.
Barbecue.
Let me tell you, I told you this, didn't I? The vet was over here. And that little filly got bit. I don't think it was a snake bit, I think it was an insect or some sort. Got bit on the nose, and that was something. Oh, that was something.
We should have called
you. And, I just walking with him up here, and I said, I'd seen him over at Miss Don's. I says, you know, I told you that. I have really not seen any real fat cows over to the Don's. And he said right off like that. He says they have got that extreme parasite problem over there.
Mm-hmm. What is that?
Parasite? Worm.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I said, a lot of the times they don't have much pasture. He says that makes it worse. If they've got good high grass, you see, they won't get it as bad. It's in the ground. And I didn't know. Does a place get infested with parasites?
I don't know.
You ought to know.
Why should I ought to know?
Well, tell me one thing. Zane Hogan's grass.
Oh, you're talking about.
Got plumb full of these here army worms. And we cut one patch and saved it for him, but the other patch right over there, he turned his cows in. Well, what will I do to the cows?
They can't eat the worms.
I don't see how come they can't eat the worms.
They eat the leaves.
Ain't
well,
got a thing in
the
world
leaves,
to do but pick them off, pick them up and eat
them. If you can just almost point your finger at one that's close to him and hit that grass and he'll do like that, there, he'll hop off of that on the ground and a cow that's got any grass at all ain't going to eat from, you know, right off the ground.
Oh, do they do that?
Them army worms will.
Yeah.
I tell you one thing, I've seen a worm and you might not believe it, but I bet you was longer than this table. If he'd have been stretched out and he was as wide as a tape.
But you know, we bought stuff.
Where was that?
At my house. Mr. Joe Weaver seen it too.
We have bought stuff in worm caves and worm cows.
Where you burned them?
Mm-hmm.
And we never did have no success with it. And I bought that stuff that you put in the feed and tried that. And cows all look the same to me. I don't see no difference in them.
Well, I asked Bill Sneed, he was down here one time, and I said, these are the cows. Some people say you ought to wear them, some say don't. Well, he says, you just take your choice. He says, your animals look pretty good, you see, but if you haven't worn them, you know they've got worms. And it's just a matter of whether you want them to have to work double duty for the worms and for them, too.
If you give them that ticker stuff, that's all you need.
Well, so that's the way we did them, and we warned them with that regular citrus pulp in the wintertime when they can't get anything else. Don't add anything to it, just give them the
straight
citrus. Put it in the trough. It'll take a while for them to learn to eat it, you know, or fill up on it, but once they fill up on it, I don't think them worms can take that acid like that.
Yeah.
And we warmed them that way, I know. And outside that, that's the only worming that I know we've ever had any success with.
Oh, yeah, you got some and put it in the feed.
I know it did, but I don't see where the kids have done any good.
It did.
I can't see it.
Well, I'm going to tell you, I can't put the bull in the cat's head. You see, he just picked the cat that walked off with
mm-hmm.
it. And I get those crumbles. And it takes a pound. And they just cost $2 a pound. So I couldn't mix much feed with that,
mm-hmm.
could I? What did you mix?
Well, we got some stuff that was kind of crumbled eels, but it was, and I knew the name of that stuff at one time, and I forgot now.
Well, this was about this much.
This was expensive stuff, I know.
I told him to send me a pound when he said it's $2, and I thought, well, that won't do right smart. So I called him back a day or two and find out.
Just enough for Pappy.
Just enough for Pappy.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah. Now, your cows don't bother you so much when you wean them in the calves.
Well, we got them away from home.
Yeah. And when you don't have them in sight and sound, what do they bawl?
Oh, sure, they'll ball.
How long?
Oh, a couple of days. Something like that.
The cows? I find the calves ball longer than the cows.
Oh, yeah.
They get out there and start feeling sorry for themselves. And I guess they miss that liquid diet.
They have all that is in this.
I had to have the last year. It was just,
not old.
She wouldn't eat anything solid. She'd go and long after she was weaned, she'd go and stand at the fence and look across there where her mama was and just cuss God for everything she was cussing for. And she wouldn't, she'd turn her nose up at that feed. She ate it before, you know, but she wouldn't eat it.
Well, she didn't really. She was that friend of me. She didn't hold it against me. But she didn't hold it against anybody. She'd go out there at that fence and just look way over yonder where her mama was and just stand there and just sort of blink.
You know, we got to go.
Yeah, man, we got to go.
I was up all night just about it last night. Got up this morning at 12 o'clock, made him go in there, and then we made coffee and break coffee and sat out. And you know, I got up this morning at 4 o'clock, slipped up, and had some work I wanted to do, and I worked, and he slept till 9 o'clock. Don't say any more about it, him.
It's disgusting, ain't it?
Good Marvin.
Well, now, let me turn it.
Maybe he figures you better.
I wake up at 4 o'clock. What's the thing on earth I can do at 4 o'clock in the morning? What do you do?
I get up and ramble around.
You keep me awake.
I thought you went in and made coffee.
Well, I did, but then
that
I
that was 12 o'clock. 1 o'clock.
Well, I tell you what, if we could ramble at the same time.
And Friday night, I could hear the telephone ringing.
Oh, really?
And it didn't even ring. It just rang and just woke me up, and I was just as wide awake.
Yeah.
Imagination.
You know, James, 1 year ago, left us.
Is that?
He'd be there tomorrow, a year or two.
Well, that's one of the reasons you feel bad.
Yeah, I just can't live with myself this week.
Well, I tell you, when I wake up at night, the thing that helps me is if I talk a little bit. Well, I don't want to wake anybody up to talk to them. You see, you just call me.
Miss Mary, would you do that for me?
What's that?
Could I get a promise out of you? When you wake up, now listen, and I want some witnesses. When you wake up in the night, I don't care what time it is, would you just call a guy?
No, because I'm afraid you come over there and...
No, all he wants to do is talk to somebody on the talk to somebody, and I don't want to talk at that time.
No, if they want to think about toad frogs, tree toads, something like that. See?
I just don't want to.
I don't like to think about tree toads anytime.
He wants to wake up and talk about all the everything.
She
talk.
Talks to me about the crickets out there. Well, I've got nothing against crickets, but I don't want to sit there and listen.
Don't want to make a conversation out of it.
Well, I don't want to wake up in the middle of the night and solve the world's problems like he does.
Well, I do too, but I can't help it.
But would you please do that? I don't care what time it is. Just call him and tell him you're awake and let's talk. I sure
would.
It might run up a telephone bill.
It would be worth it, Marvin.
I don't like to read in the middle of the night.
I get up and I wash dishes, I iron, or I fold up my clothes and put them away. This morning I took all my old quilts out of the box and redone them and put them up and picked out what I wanted to wash. I just fool around and he slept like a log. They don't have anything in the world bother him.
Yeah.
If he owned $10 million, I don't believe it bother him.
Well, I know one thing, they couldn't get it, whoever I owed it to, so it wouldn't be no use to bother him.
Now, you can't. What time is it daylight? 7 o'clock?
6:30. Isn't it?
Well, you can go in there and watch this. You can look out there at the window. 6:30.
Yeah, but I get up at 4, 5, 2.
It's any old time.
You can't see anything then.
That's the trouble with guys. If he'd go ahead and get up and do something, it'd be all right. But he just wakes and says, "It's too dark to get up. I just talk." It's awful.
I wish I had your transportation over there. I'd load all these loudmouth things in it and just take them over to your house.
No.
They wouldn't say a thing over there. You see, they wouldn't see anybody they know.
Don't tell me. Yeah, they would. They'd bawl.
They'd bawl to come back.
Mm-hmm.
They'd bawl to come back home then.
Take them over to dinner,
baby. They could do that.
What happened to you? Shirley said one day, I called over there about something, and she said that you had called her and said you had going to sell every last car you had.
Mr. Hamilton, we put him up a 5-strand barbed wire fence. And he called me and he said, that one of my cows went in there and he had a belly full of his turnips, and I bet you he had a row as long as my arm.
Yeah, about it.
And I said, "Well, I am sorry. We'll be over there just as soon as we can." And what happened? The cow had got out somewhere else and went up there in the yard. Well, his girl.
Trying to find a way back in.
His girl run her back in through the fence and she tore down. Unstapled 2 or 3 wires and got in. And she didn't bite off a
didn't
thing.
Didn't step on him.
Didn't do a bit of damage. But no, he goes right there. That's what the reason why I'm going to sell it. Before I get in trouble. He goes right there, right just as close to my fence as he can, and plants him a turnip patch. And butter beans to run on the fence, and he knows darn well my cows are licking.
Butter beans to grow on your fence.
Butter beans growing on my fence.
Where did he come from?
Across Creek. I think he come from Georgia, didn't he?
I don't know what.
North Carolina or somewhere to the creek and run a fish camp.
Well, he can't hold you responsible.
Oh, yeah. I'm responsible, me and Marvin, for everything that happens down there. That's the reason why I wouldn't sell nobody a piece of ground to be buried on. I sure wouldn't.
That's right.
And everybody that you sell a piece of land to, you got to fence him off, and you got to keep up that fence. And I don't care if that man, I hope that them people will build a house here, there, and there, and there, and fill it up so that one can stand on the porch and hear what the other's talking about.
Well, that's the reason I like to run a fence of piece of property.
People don't no more care. He had a tree.
The line.
And he wanted Marvin to cut it down for him because he's afraid it'd fall on his trailer. Marvin got the tree sawed down and he went in the house and got under the air conditioner. And then he offered to help me pick up a piece of it, put it on the
You can leave 2 feet of your property over on his, and then you can get over there, you can clean up a fence row. If he plants up to the fence and the cow bites that plant, well, that's your plant. It's not his. It's on your ground. Anytime that's what I like to do.
Now, say that again.
Yeah, I didn't understand that.
If you're joining properties with somebody,
yeah.
If you leave 2 feet, just as much as 2, you can leave 1. But 2 feet is good. You leave 2 feet, and then your fence row begins to grow up. You get over there, you got 2 feet to weed out if you want to. Get the vines out of your fence.
Oh, I see.
On each side. But if you put it right on the line, leave this side alone. This is mine. Just don't touch it. See? You ain't got no business over here.
Well, what's going to happen if them people survey that land and finds out that they own some of Hamilton's land and that fence has got to be moved?
that they own some of that Hamilton's land. It's up to them and Hamilton to move that.
I was just going to tell you, I want to move it.
Well, now, you know, things are getting pretty particular when you got to know things like that.
Hmm?
And you can't clean a fence without owning the...
That's right.
2 feet on
I mean,
fire.
You know, there's not many people who will buck against something like that, but
yeah.
then there is some, too.
And you never know who they are.
That's right.
Yeah.
Little Roy Thompson, about that long, he said, my cow went in there and eat a whole belly full.
Well, he would have taken a half acre to fill that cow up.
He just didn't know his cow, did he?
And she
didn't even
nibble off the first leaf.
Well, she didn't even step on any of them. She walked.
She just
she
went and come
there,
out.
But, I mean, when she went, she just looked like stepped over.
She wasn't interested in eating. She was trying
she
to get back.
She was wanting to get back in the,
mm-hmm.
in the place.
In there.
Well, there was a broke wire about a half a mile down the road from where... You know, his place was, and she got out down there, and
yeah.
She come down the highway trying to get back in rather than go back in where she got out.
Yeah.
And that just that open gap place, you know, was...
You know, one of the disappointments, one of my disappointments, now you say it's none of my, not any affair of mine, but you know, I took a liking to Clarnell, and I just saw her over at your house, and once or twice, just a little bit out there in front of her, and I just feel so sad when I think about that. I think she ought to be over there, and she's such good company.
Now, you wouldn't think so if you was with her now.
Oh.
No, that's it. Oh. Now, that's something I never heard of before, Rick. She is in one of the Jehovah?
Mm-hmm.
No, it's a
Sunday Adventist.
Yeah.
And a set drunkard.
Oh.
You know, I don't think she draws
well,
a sober breath.
You mean an Adventist believing?
Her part of them is...
She says she's not an Advent.
She
says she's just
a
Seventh-day keeper, but she ain't nothing else.
Well,
it's
all
Advent.
The same thing to me. Going to keep Saturday as your holy day, well, then that's Seventh-day Advent. To me.
Sounds like it.
Yeah.
But then they go in for this.
Sure, they teach it in there. So she says, I don't know. I don't know a thing in the world about it.
When did you see her?
I haven't seen her in quite a while. I've talked to her.
You talked on the phone?
Uh-huh, and she called me. I guess it's been... Well, last Saturday was a week ago where she was to go into Jacksonville to her church. And she was going to call me when she got back. And she ain't called me yet.
Well, hadn't she, don't you have any influence?
By what?
On her?
Not a bit in the world. No, I don't care nothing no more about her.
You got to go to her.
She's out of my line.
Well, now, when she was over there, now, you can't deny that. Over there, when I was over there and we were visiting over there a time or two, when she first started
mm-hmm.
having trouble, she was good company.
Yeah. But Marvin won't even talk to her on the phone.
No, I can't be tied up that long at the time, not on the telephone.
Well... I know, but that's just something recent. At that time, is what I'm saying to you.
Oh, yeah.
She was good company.
Mm-hmm.
And you all had a good time over there.
But she just went to the extreme with her drinking.
Well, you wouldn't let her stay over there, would you?
No. I wouldn't put up with that.
Well, you did the best you could. You went and bought her a bed.
I wouldn't.
Didn't you?
Clarnell?
Yes.
No, I don't think
I
did.
Oh, you went over there and made preparations for her when she was there and treated her nice.
Oh, we had it in half an
hour.
But she wanted me to pay her $90 a month to stay with me.
Yeah.
And I told her, I said, well, I can't afford no such a thing.
She didn't believe that.
She did. Yes, sir.
She knew you had money as long as you wanted to.
Well, yeah, I was hoping she'd work out, because we didn't.
Well, don't anybody work out, tell me. Don't anybody work out. I declare. Now, you see, when I first run into them there, Clarendell and Marlowe, they was... You're glad they're down there. And then everything had to happen.
Well, it was just them preachers that done it.
Well, y'all come go to the house with us.
Well,
spend the rest of the night with us.
I think it was around 4 o'clock.
Okay.
Miss Mary, would you promise to do that? I'll pay the telephone.
I'm scared too.
Don't be swearing at me. I'm scared too. Okay?
Rick comes in.
Oh, no.
I'll do that.
John, that's John Turner, Miss Mary.
Time went right around 8:50, and the end of the visit with Marvin and Miss Gusford this Sunday after supper, the 17th of September, 72. Channel went right on this new reel, and the end of the visit with Marvin and Miss Gusford this Sunday after supper, the 17th of March of September, 72. 8:50, Channel went right, 8:50, and the end of the visit with Marvin and Miss Gusford this Sunday after supper, the 17th of September, 72.
Evening games, though, it wouldn't be as easy.
Yeah.
There's something about houses, one right after the other.
Yeah.
It seems like the smaller the yard, the harder it is to get into.
Yes. And you got all the noise.
You would think in a dormitory at school, you'd have access to everybody. That's the most impossible place in the world.
Yeah.
You never meet anybody.
Yeah. Well, now that's it, you see. And the terms on which you meet them are not the very best, are they?
No.
I think it's in there on the other shelf.
I picked up something on my foot. No, I guess not. There's no hurt. His hands are right there like grandma's too.
What's your schedule now? I mean, what's your, do you have any particular plans?
Well, I was going to see him at Ben Arm Wednesday morning. I forgot about the vet, so I can get that changed. She seems to have the morning free after Tuesday, but he was sick today. And I haven't gotten about the vet.
I wouldn't really run the schedule. She doesn't really run the schedule. She will help. Trial in the morning, Monday through the morning.
Yeah.
She'd be there at dinner.
But she said she would like to be doing a 4-year-old right now.
It don't matter about that. You can't put all things on her account. Just say, well, I just have to be coming by here. The 4-year-old takes a nap at 1 o'clock. And you don't need to talk so long. I mean, go whenever you want to, but I wouldn't live around the schedule.
Yeah.
Talk with her. Because she won't be there. I mean, yeah. She don't live around it. No.
Oh, it wouldn't upset her then if I would drop in.
Well, if you'd lie, Rick, just like I told you. See, I was just coming by here, and I thought I'd just like to stop a minute. I haven't got but a minute. That's all there is to it. And she's tied up. You can tell.
Yeah. Yeah.
And you know the way I do it, I don't offer to sit down. And if she gets to talking, if she gets to something I want to talk to her about, I'll sit down and we'll talk. Otherwise, I just have one foot up and ready to go.
Yeah.
But she can hear. She wants that. Only that. And now, if you're talking to her, and once you get acquainted with the people, she'd tell you things about them that you'd never learn, that you'd never know.
Mm-hmm.
You see, you have a good opinion of yourself. Mm-hmm. And that's one of the worst things that can happen. And there's not a thing you can do about it, you see.
Yeah.
You're healthy, you're educated, and all like that. And you see, she can work circles around you.
Mm-hmm.
And, that's the way it goes. And it just fascinates me, see, you know. You can see now, you know, you have some practice. I think it's just fascinating to see. And you see the thing of it is, I don't know what it is, but there's a quality of mind that they never get rattled.
Yeah.
And you see, just like Frankie on those dogs, he can talk to you about that little dog that's bouncing and circling around the house. And then he can tell you the one he had before that. It just comes up. You don't have to think of it. You don't have to ask. It just comes up. That's the quality of the mind. And you've seen it working. So if you could make up an outlet, it'd be something with it. Let me look in there. I'll get that stuff. Here's his line here on this show.